Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Persnickety, I'd say persnickety-ness has been
achieved. I'm not going to tell you. Would he tell Dulac? Would he tell Kamali?
No, I actually don't think so.
You don't think that's an anti-Brook thing?
I mean, would Jerry ask that question?
Why not? I mean, why did you guys stink so much on third down?
I think Aaron does not have any preconceived notions necessarily about any of the media that cover the team locally.
Yeah.
Whereas Mike, it's pretty obvious, typically gives Brook very curt answers. I think Aaron is an equal opportunity.
But here's the difference.
Offender.
Aaron Rodgers, we've listened to these all year. He hasn't just given those types of terse answers when it comes to specific questions about how they need to approach games. He's gone into, okay, well, this team plays this kind of defense, so we need to do this. Or we expect them to do this, so this is going to be...
He will occasionally expound, but he has given a fair number of those. Yeah, I'm not telling you.
But he's also, I think, doing this now because he's in a sourpuss mood because he's in the crosshairs here.
He played poorly, and there's no way to like argue against that.
And it just stinks being put on the broiler by people when the issue is you. But, I mean, he's done it for 20 years, and he's made hundreds of millions of dollars. He should, I think, handle it a little bit better.
Let's talk about you guys overcoming the injuries to beat you. What do you feel like the capability of this team to counter the different things that teams throw at you guys?
I have a lot of confidence in our ability to counter whatever anybody throws our way.
Aaron, would you like to see some more Jalen on third down?
Yeah, I'd love to see Jalen on first, second, or third down, but I love seeing Kenny on first, second, third down, too. We got a luxury of those two guys. I think we need to keep getting Jalen more runs on first, second down and mix him in on third down, but Kenny's done a great job on third down for us.
Aaron, you've had rough games in your career. What have you learned over the last 20 years in terms of making sure one bad performance doesn't bleed into the next?
It's just consistency. If the process is right, you don't have to make any major changes or freak out. It's the nature of the league. There's going to be a stinker every now and then. You just got to bounce back, get back to the things you do, get back in your routine and try and be better the next week.
I hope somebody, we got a few more minutes of this left. I hope somebody asks him about Tomlin saying it wasn't just one-off night.
You think, because yes or no, will it happen?
I haven't listened to the whole thing. I'm going to guess no if it hasn't come up yet. But he just opened the door for it by saying, everyone has a stinker every once in a while. Well, your coach didn't really want to chalk it up to that, Aaron.
Your coach did try to thread one of the smallest needles in history talking about your performance.
What do you think it was? What do you chalk it up to kind of the bad game off
there? Well, they got a good defense. They clamped us down, and a couple of throws I usually hit, I missed. I think that's kind of the main reason.
Stop it real quick. He very carefully inverted what actually happened there. He missed a couple of throws he normally hits, which is why their defense looked good.
Yeah.
It's not the other way around. I would like to point out that that's like a lawyerly thing by me.
Into those
that's me being pedantic. He had DK Metcalf open for a touchdown, miss. He had Jonnu Smith open for God knows how long of a game.
I agree. It was more about him than it was the Chargers defense.
One of you go. You go, then you go.
Johnny, would you like to get the ball to Johnny a little bit more potentially?
I'd like to get the ball to anybody who's open.
Does it help that you're going back into the game play and playing somebody who's played 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Well, there's always a familiarity when you're playing in your division. They had a week off, so usually when you play a team off a bye, there's some wrinkles. So there'll be some unscouted looks, I'm sure. But at this point in the season, you're trying to run your best stuff, and they're trying to run their best stuff.
At this point, you've had MBS in the practice for a week. Where you be as far as learning the offense?
That's a good question for Arthur. You know, I think that he's a smart guy, spent a lot of time studying. But, you know, we got to get him more reps with the first team to see where he's at.
Ooh.
The first team.
I like that one.
It's a juicy nugget.
The first one I thought was a differential, like, well, actually, it's not. The first part of that answer, go talk to the coordinator, I think it does reveal maybe a tiny bit of frustration as far as like, hey, we got to give this guy a chance.
I know this guy. I like throwing the ball to
this
guy.
And then he backed that up at the end by saying we got to get him out there with, you know,
the ones,
not Scribinos.
Mm-hmm. No Scribinskis around MVS.
I don't want Skylar Thompson throwing him the football. I want to get rapport with the guy and reps with him to see if he
can
handle it or
not. Although maybe the Steelers want to make sure he gets some reps with future starting quarterback Will Howard, right? Mm.
Well, I look at Will Howard as a guy that's going to, yes, his career is going to way outlive MVS here. So Will Howard should be getting a rapport with DK Metcalf right now.
When it comes to attacking downfield, obviously they're doing some things to try to take some of that away. But when you have opportunities, how do you evaluate the execution in those situations?
What do you mean?
And when you have opportunities to throw the ball downfield, how do you think that process is going?
Well, you got to look at every single one individually and what the route was, what the throw was, what the coverage was, what the protection was. So, unless you get specific, I can't tell you exactly what, give you an answer exactly what you're probably looking for.
I love that.
Was that DeFabo?
Yeah, now
good follow-up, though, by DeFabo to just be like, when it went wrong, like, why?
The follow-up was pretty much just him asking the question again because it was a
fair question.
There was nothing, like, complicated about the question, I didn't think. Rodgers is just trying to be an a-hole here.
For the first time, like, I'm starting to sense like we could be on the wrong side, you know what I mean, of Rodgers' media dealings. He did the little, no, you first, then you, and that's folksy. But now I'm starting to discern a little bit of permanent annoyance.
He's starting to act like Tomlin. You guys are annoying me. Well, you only talk once a week, and you've made hundreds of millions of dollars, and you're a four-time MVP, and you're the reason why they lost the last game. So I don't know what you were hoping for here or expecting. People to kiss your ass after the last game?
Possibly.
A lot of teams are throwing in to double up on DK.
Yeah, other guys got to get open and make plays because DK is a super talented guy, but we haven't been able to get him the targets that we want to because he's getting doubled every third down, basically.
Aaron, kind of going off of that, Tomlin said that he's open to the possibility of MVS potentially playing here soon. Do you echo that?
I mean, I love MVS. We got a lot of history together. If he's ready and he's showing in practice that he's got a grasp of the offense, then I'm sure they'll put him out there. But I got a lot of confidence in the way Roman has developed and Calvin. Scotty's coming back from an injury, so we'll see what his availability is like. But, yeah, if MVS is out there, I feel comfortable because I play with him a lot of snaps.
So if those guys are coming on and looking better, mm-hmm. but they need guys to get open to free DK Metcalf up,
mm-hmm.
who are the guilty parties here? Who are the culprits?
Good question.
He's,
it's not these guys. Is it Arthur
Smith? He's saying Russell Wilson's developing. He's saying Roman Wilson.
Russell Wilson might be headed for the glue factory.
He's saying Roman Wilson's developing. He's saying Calvin Austin is doing a fine job. They're getting Scotty Miller back. Like, from that answer, you'd think, like,
hunky-dory, we didn't need anybody to add to this
room. The defense needs
to
pick its poison. Like,
yeah. We've got a room full of studs.
Why would they double DK Metcalf on third down when you've got all these other guys who are, weapons in the offense?
What does Scotty do so well? I mean, you've given him a lot of compliments, and then whenever you play with Brady gave him a lot of compliments too.
Yeah, he runs and he catches. I mean, he runs fast and he catches the ball. But he's an unselfish guy, and he's super smart. You know, he knows the scheme and understands where he fits on all the progressions.
Mike Tomlin said in the past, Pat's particularly proficient as a tight end against zone defenses. You guys had great success against Cincinnati with Pat last time out. Is that one-handed glove there? Is that part of the reason why, or is there something else that...
I feel like he had more reps that game and more opportunities to be in the progression, early in the progression. So I think I was a big part of it. But, I mean, Pat's a really smart player, and we got to keep finding ways to get him on the field. You know, Darnell's been a big part of our success, you know, but we got to give Pat some more opportunities too, and maybe both of them out there at the same time.
I feel like that's Rodgers' way of saying, I think I'm done with Jonnu.
Mm.
Darnell Washington, we need to keep playing. We need to find more opportunities for Freiermuth, who didn't get mentioned there. The tight end who you brought in a trade, you gave an extension to, and he seems in most games to play more than Freiermuth. And I frankly don't understand why at this point.
Well, Smith's numbers would have looked better in that game if Rodgers, when he was wide open, hadn't
right.
thrown the ball at the very tip top of the ladder.
Yes, but just to your eye test, who's looked better this year? Freiermuth or Jonnu Smith?
Freiermuth.
Yeah, me too.
And Freiermuth hasn't looked like great by any stretch all year. He's had, but his best has clearly been better than Jonnu's.
Like, have you heard Jonnu Smith get praised by Rodgers really at any point?
Not
other
really.
Than the, we've got this great tight end room and he got thrown in with the other guys.
No, he's been, for what they did, bringing him in, and then what they did after that contractually, it's been massively disappointing. He was supposed to be Mr. Oh, he's like another wide receiver out there. Look at the numbers in Miami last year. Well, not much.
Is that potentially a breakout play for Wilder?
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I think it's a good play, but I think the adjustment he made in Green Bay was a better play than that one. He just kind of ran the route and caught it and ran fast. But, you know, to me, the better play was in Green Bay when he had a go route and just kind of broke his route off and pointed to the middle of the field and made a contested catch.
Chris Collinsworth said on the broadcast that Mike and Arthur wanted to move Darnell to tackle and you stopped them and wanted to leave him at tight end. Is that how that went down? Is that your recollection?
That's not my recollection at all. No.
You could, so I didn't have the video in front of me of this, but just a quick observation. Don, tell me if this scans with how you heard that in your, like, pictured it in your mind's eye. Brooks started off smiling as she asked the question, I think lighthearted. And then I'm going to guess Rodgers knew where it was headed, and there was not a lighthearted look on his face. And so she kind of audibled on the fly and said, hey, just as... here's a chance for you to just spike this like a volleyball if you want. Is that how you recall?
I think she felt before the question was even out of her mouth that she was not going to get a good answer from it. Like, he was just going to say no and probably
but she gave
her a thousand
that's
yard
what
stare.
I mean. Like, she gave him an off-ramp for Collinsworth telling the story to be the bad guy, not her. And I think he did take it.
Yeah, I'm just the messenger here. Chris Collinsworth said this, not
it's
me.
It's true, though. I mean, she's not lying.
Yeah,
the question is completely accurate.
Talk about the attention DK gets. We're at nine games in now. You've had other guys step up intermittently, but the defense has not stopped giving DK that attention. Is this just maybe how it's going to be all season?
Yeah, I would expect him to. DK is an A receiver. You know, he's a dominant player, and we need to find ways, even when he's getting doubled, to give him more targets. But when they double him the way they double him the other night, there's not as many opportunities as you might think.
Does that come down to needing to draw more different ways to isolate him, to draw more opportunities for other people, or do you think it is more about you guys just needing to be able to execute better in the route running and getting people open?
I think it's all that. Yeah, it's all that.
What was the conversation, or just how do you help Broderick Jones? It seemed like early on he gave up a few early pressures, and you know there were moments that kind of ruined some third down opportunities. What do you say to the guy that was called up to see the protections, and what you guys can do to improve up front?
Well, I don't care, you know, who's playing left tackle or right tackle. You know, it's always nice to give those guys some chip help from time to time. So, you know, maybe we help those guys out on the road. At home with our cadence, you know, you expect the defense to not be able to get the same kind of jump off the ball. But, you know, I'm proud of the way Broderick has played the last 7-8 games. I think he's played really solid.
Wow.
Surprised about that last sentence.
I think that there's a little bit, not a lot, but he's been very, he's praised Arthur Smith a lot. He's talked about Tomlin being the reason why he's here. I sensed a little bit in that interview of, yeah, I wasn't good against the Chargers, but let's put a little bit of this back on the coaches. Scheme for guys, Warren not being out there enough, needing to come up with creative ways to get DK Metcalf the ball.
Chip help for the tackles.
The wrong tight end being out there.
I think it's starting. I think we're slowly marching towards, if they keep losing, some as close to public ugliness as you'll get.
I don't think he's put the Greyhound over these guys. He's put like a Fiat over them.
I think it's like a scooter.
But it, you're right. I mean, I think if it gets worse, we'll probably hear more passive-aggressive.
Here's a theory. You'll know it's gotten really bad if he just does turns up on McAfee one week.
Just to try to get just his agenda randomly, out there?
Just yeah. At 11 o'clock on a Tuesday. Hey, on the program, we've got a huge guest. It's just Aaron Rodgers deciding.
I don't know. After that geriatric patient line by Cabali, maybe not.
Well, I
mean, you didn't hear Cabali in that interview, by the way. No, did you notice that?
No, you did not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Time to go all access with Aditi Kinkabwala. Brought to you by Sir Grout Pittsburgh, your local grout cleaning expert, and Tap Brick Oven and Poorhouse in Greensburg. Our football talk is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus is The Return of Landman, from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, which is an awesome show. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th. That's this weekend, only on Paramount+. Aditi will be on Paramount+, but not in Pittsburgh. She's got a good game this weekend, underrated game. Chargers at Jags, two teams with winning records.
Playoff rematch from a couple years ago. Very famous comeback.
Asante Samuel Jr. in that game. Now he's on the Steelers practice squad. Aditi, what can you tell us about him?
Let's see how long it takes for him to get back up to game speed. I mean, obviously an incredibly talented and heady player. One who has all of the additional extra bonus training that comes from having a dad who played in the NFL. But again, he hasn't played since he had the surgery in April, so it's been a long time. Of course, then again, doesn't it sort of feel like the Steelers are adding a new piece to the secondary every week or so?
Yes, because they kind of are. And now, subtracting the Juan Thornhill experience, which sucks because he won't be able to be a part of what he thought might be an all-time great defense anymore.
Right. Yes.
I said to Pompeiani last night on TV, I kind of feel like Samuel would need his own personal training camp to get himself up to speed to play again. Like, this doesn't feel like a Kyle Duggar situation. Get here Wednesday and play on Sunday, right?
That's pushing it a little bit. But then again, I shouldn't, you know, I don't know how he's been training or how he's been working out or what all he's been doing. Again,
but that's not football shape either way. You know, that's...
No, it's not. You're right. But then again, are they looking for... a little bit of help, a few snaps here and there. I had the Bengals last two games, and I will tell you that I am struggling to think of worse defensive performances that I have seen in my 16 years of covering the National Football League.
Is everything there were wrong with them, or are things like, can you highlight?
They can't tackle. Okay. They can't tackle. They cannot tackle.
Danny, we were laughing.
They could not create any sort of rush. No, I mean, literally, Mulsey, I was standing on the sideline, and at one point I said on my microphone to my producer, I feel like I could tackle better. And the part of it that really bothers me, truly really bothers me, is that Joe Flacco is playing so exceptionally well.
Right.
I mean,
ballin'.
Truly, what are we, 10 weeks into the season?
He's balling.
Those are probably two of the best quarterback performances. Actually, let me think about
since
this. They may be the two best quarterback performances I've seen.
Since he took over in that Green Bay game, he is 11 touchdowns and two picks. And he's thrown for now 470 in this game. Aditi, the thing that you
said one of those picks I think was on a tip ball. I mean, when you talk about
great quick
decision making, yeah, just like unbelievable. So... yes, the Bengals defense can't tackle, so that's great for Aaron Rodgers in this offense. And if there's another wide receiver who's going to step up and take some heat away from DK Metcalf, and if they're going to run the ball, this is a great defense to run the ball on. All of those things are true, but this offense is unbelievable. Like, the Bengals offense is playing so well. Joe Flacco is getting the ball to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. The run game, the way the line is playing, all
of
it.
It almost feels like they're not going to benefit from Burrow coming back because he doesn't fix the thing that's wrong with the team. How could he do any better than Flacco the last couple of games? I don't know if he can.
You know, it's funny. I don't even know if I should say this out loud because I was tempted to tweet when they opened Joe Burrow's practice window. I was tempted to quote tweet that and say, okay, but can he tackle? Because right now the Bengals don't need improved quarterback play. They need someone who can tackle.
You should have tweeted out when they opened the window. You should have said, well, it'll be a hell of a battle to see who starts once he gets up to speed, him or Flacco.
No, come on. This is Joe Flacco. Sorry, this is Joe Burrow's job. Everybody knows
Aditi,
that. This
by
is
the
Joe
way,
Burrow's team. Even Joe Flacco
no,
knows
we know,
that.
No, we know. By the way, the defense there, is, as you put it, was one of the worst performances you've seen in 16 years of doing this. Which kind of was curious. Mike Tomlin opened his press conference breakdown of the Bengals.
Look at those inside linebackers.
By talking about, let's start with their defense.
We got to talk about those inside linebackers.
These two inside backers have been so impressive with their level of communication.
It was weird.
I think he might have even said a nexus of communication. A hub.
You know, and that's such
insane.
An interesting side story here because they're playing two rookies, okay? Yep. And these are two incredibly talented rookies. Barrett Carter, who is absolutely an alpha in every way, and Demetrius Knight Jr., who Al Golden, the Bengals defensive coordinator, compared to DeMario Davis to us. Very, very impressive young men. But they are rookies. And there's a lot that's not going right in there. And they had Logan Wilson,
yep,
who, of course, is a heady veteran, who's a captain, who's a leader in every way, who's seen everything. And in some ways, you would think, keep the green dot on him, keep him in there to help as these young guys are coming along. And the Bengals made the decision, nope, they're just going to ride with the young guys. And, of course, Logan Wilson's not there anymore.
Aditi, I'm going to let you play tennis. I'm going to let you serve one here to us. You get to pick. Do you want to talk about Mike Tomlin and the New York Giants? Or do you want to talk about, like, the wide receiver Steelers trade tea that came out over the weekend? Which one do you like more?
Let's talk about Mike Tomlin, only it's not a conversation. I don't understand.
But do you think the Giants are interested in him? Like, let me ask you that, first of all. Do you think they actually would want him to be their coach?
Sure.
Okay.
I think most every team in the National Football League would want to talk to Mike Tomlin. But I also think that Mike Tomlin has made pretty clear that he's not planning on coaching in the National Football League anywhere other than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So
and I'm having, not that I would never say never.
They'd have to get sick of him, you're saying, basically, for that to happen. Right? He's not going to end the relationship.
Do you see that happening?
Not really, no. Everything we know about Art says no. Yeah.
And I just, Mike Tomlin, remember a few years ago when he was so angry about the college rumors and the Bagman and all of that? And there's not another job in the National Football League. I mean, look at what Aaron Glenn is dealing with the media. You think Mike Tomlin, who didn't want to answer a question about his quarterback's play, wants to go deal with the New York media every single day?
I thought that would be a major hang-up for him, that he would not like what is, by and large, a much more combative and often hostile media.
I started my career there. My first daily beat in the National Football League was the New York Giants. Come on.
That explains where you get it from, then.
That's where I get what?
That pugnacious attitude that you have when asking questions.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
What did you make? Tomlin said this in his breakdown of like Aaron Rodgers' performance. He said he wasn't going to chalk it up to just a one-night or one-bad-game thing. But then quickly afterwards said, I have confidence in him as the quarterback of this team moving forward. Seems like an odd needle to thread if you're not going to just chalk up that game as one bad game.
I can't help you decipher that one. I think that Mike Tomlin says
it's kind of a contradiction in terms and meaning. Like it one doesn't really agree with the other.
How would you have reacted Sunday night to what I did, which was drive my wife's SUV through our garage door?
You're kidding.
No.
Not all the way through, right, though? You dented it.
Yeah, the top of her SUV went through the bottom of our garage door.
Because you didn't realize that the garage door wasn't open?
I thought it was all the way up, but it wasn't all the way
up. He was backing out, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be really honest, Pony. I have actually done that, and all it caught was
the tail pin
on the top of my SUV. And I was so embarrassed, and I was horrified. And when I took it to my auto place, they were like, oh, you're the third one to do that today.
See? I said to him on Monday.
It happens more honest.
There you go.
My children were, not that I'm blaming anybody, but my children were being a little, let's use that word again, pugnacious with me. And I thought the garage door was up.
Yeah, it sounds like you're kind of blaming them.
I'm just, a little bit. You know, there were circumstances.
I'm horrified by this. Aditi, I'm horrified at the number of people who have reached out to Pony or answered his question by saying, don't feel so bad, big guy. I've done it too.
It happens to the best of us, yes.
It does. And remember, I learned how to drive in New York. I'm an exceptional driver. But I want to bring this back, actually, to Aaron Rodgers for a minute.
Go ahead.
It is so easy. Now, sometimes quarterback play is horrific and it holds an offense back and that's that. But it is so easy to blame the quarterback when you really need to think about every piece that's around the quarterback. How is the line blocking? Is there any semblance of a run game? Are his pass catchers helping him out? And since we're talking about the Bengals this coming weekend and Joe Flacco looked old and pedestrian with the Browns. He comes to the Bengals and he's lighting it up in a way that he hasn't lit it up in 10 years, probably.
Yeah.
But you look at the wide receivers he has, you look at the way that his offensive line is playing, and you look at the way that running back Chase Brown is getting loose. And a lot of it has to do with Flacco. A lot of it has to do with how smart he is, how decisive he is, how quickly he's getting the ball out, has to do with his cadence. All of those things absolutely are part of it. But it's so easy to sit here and say that, okay, Aaron Rodgers is old. Yeah, he is old, okay? But so is Joe Flacco. And Aaron Rodgers can do so many things with all of his experience, with his cadence, with all the defenses he's seen, with the decision-making. But receivers need to get open for him. It can't just be DK Metcalf that he can look to. And when DK Metcalf is doubled and tripled, somebody else has to make a play.
I agree, and that goes back.
Your tight ends are playing well, but they're not game-breakers.
And that goes back to what the whole trade deadline, kerfluffle. We talked about this. Omar Khan, I think, has exhibited some sensitivity when it comes to the wide receiver moves. He pulled all Steelers media in to tell them why they needed to trade George Pickens and said, well, you guys, you couldn't believe what a bad egg this guy was and a bad actor to explain that. And then he did something, I don't know if when you were on the beat with Kevin Colbert, how often he would do this, Aditi. After the trade deadline didn't go their way, he pulled these guys in and basically said, here's what I thought we were going to do with Jalen Waddle. I thought we had a deal. The interim GM there in Miami backed out. Here's what I thought we had with Myers. We made a deal. Their GM went to Myers and said, do you want to play for Jacksonville or the Steelers? Like, I don't remember that amount of transparency from a GM to reporters after things like that. But it sounds like he's doing it because he knows he's catching a lot of hell for not executing a very important thing at the deadline, which is to get more wide receiver help for this team.
Well, then I applaud that. And you're right. I don't, you know, I'm thinking back, Jerry Reese, when I was a beat reporter, it's not like Jerry Reese was that open. When I was regularly in the Steelers building, it's not that Kevin Colbert was that open by any means. Now, I certainly have conversations with general managers now, but that's not in the setting of pulling in the entire beat and trying to explain the backstory.
Right.
But good for him for doing so. Good for him for giving context.
Because I think it's
so easy to let false narratives lie.
But I think it's self-serving, though. I think it's self-serving.
Well, sure, to some degree it is, of course.
Some degree, it's entirely self-serving. Yes. And we don't even know how true it is.
That's my thing. It's so, if
it's
self-serving,
the other thing that I was going to say
is
that if you choose to believe that, now is anybody calling the Dolphins and saying, is this indeed true? Is anybody calling John Spytek with the Raiders and saying, is this actually how it went down? You know, it's funny because I'll see Jacoby Myers this weekend. And
that's right. You might be able to get us a little intel on that.
Well, that's an expensive trade too, right? So had the Steelers done that, then it would be saying we are all in on this year and that's that.
I disagree with that.
This is all about this season.
I disagree with that.
Oh, you think that they would have signed him to a long-term deal?
Not even that. I mean, it's 2 day 3 picks. You still have 10 picks if you make that trade. I don't think it's all in. I think you're just giving...
Sure, but he's expensive for the season, and you don't have him after the season, and it really is about this year.
Ah, expensive. These are billionaires. I don't care how much he's actually paying Jacoby Myers out of pocket.
Not paying a quarterback right now.
Yeah.
I do think that it is very interesting, especially considering the way that Trevor Lawrence is playing. Mm-hmm. Now, Jacoby Myers is a very, very, very smart player. So he may have sat there and said, okay, look, I believe in Brian Thomas Jr. I really believe in Liam Cohen's offense. I really like the idea of warm weather. Maybe he thinks that Trevor Lawrence is young and he sees a future there, whereas Aaron Rodgers might be just here for a year, maybe an extra year out of this. That could all be part of it. Again, I hope to have the conversation with him.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, Jalen Waddle would have been exciting. That would have been, okay, we're locking up some time here.
Does that story make sense to you that they would have a deal and the Miami interim GM would be like, uh-oh, I'm going to look bad. Never
Can't
mind.
Do this. Yeah. Forget
no,
I
he's
said,
not. He doesn't have. From what I've been told, he doesn't have final say anyway.
So it's Stephen Ross.
Stephen Ross is the one who ultimately has final say.
Gotcha. All right, Aditi. Well, enjoy Jacksonville. Sparrow probably can show you around and find the best restaurants there. He's got experience in the AFC South chat.
Yeah. We don't call the chat that anymore, by the way. We haven't had an AFC South team in a long time.
Yeah,
we've had way more AFC North than AFC East.
You've lived in Ohio for the last month. Exactly. All right, Aditi. Good talk.
All right. We'll talk soon, guys.
There you
Bye.
Go. Yeah.
I'm still laughing at Tomlin opening with the Bengals defense and their two young linebackers, and Aditi gets on the air, and one of the first things she says is takes great pains to say, it was one of the worst defensive performances I've seen in almost 2 decades doing this job. I might be able to tackle better than they are right now. But Mike wants to make sure you know that they got a communication hub.
If we were playing a high school football team on Friday night,
yeah,
the Fan.
Oh, boy.
Like, the Fan puts together a team and we're playing against Central Catholic, right? Mm-hmm. Other than Doran, mm-hmm. Who's the guy who's most likely to make a tackle for us?
Callis on the interior.
Man, you guys were taking Callis over me. I played D-line in my day.
I was going
to
say,
I mean,
you.
He's a nose tackle. If they happen to just run like a dive play, like Callis just might be the first line of resistance, and I don't know if that kid's
necessarily... But I think their center and guard,
It's one of those two.
Central Catholic has an offensive line that's all D1 players.
Yeah, Chris, Callis ain't making a play. It's somebody in the second or third level that's got to come
What's
through
happening
for us.
If it's Austin Bechtold at the second or third at the third level?
The
first thing somebody tweeted
like
or said in on YouTube was Limits would get trucked.
Yeah, I feel like, what was it, the Little Giants where the player was quite literally implanted in the field?
That's Limits.
I think that's what would happen.
So, I get Don, if you're on the offensive, if you're on the defensive line, you're saying it's 5-D-1 guys, you and Callis might get pushed around. So
I think it's you and me at linebacker or safety, Chris.
Well, then it's going to look like two grease spots on the field then.
What are you talking about? I go to the gym 3 times a week. You're eating that vegetable souffle again.
Central Catholic's tight end's going to get to the second level, like pick you up like you were, like he's
How
drunk,
big are their wide receivers, Donnie?
And just flatten you.
I'm 6'3", 215. You don't think I can match up with a wide receiver?
I mean, your size, sure.
Pony, when you did a 40-yard dash,
speed,
yes, I know that you were faster than
that
me.
That was before the...
You looked like you were doing one of those fake, like, horses where you're
like
trying
a cartoon
to pantomime
character
running a horse.
Those kids would have you looking like you're on a pair of roller skates.
Yeah, honestly. Well,
I would agree with that for the most part. But I think if I got hands on the guy, I could bring him down.
Dustin, Pop laying the hit stick from backside safety would be one of the top 3 moments in American sports history.
All right, we're
going
to talk about that. I just took this kid down.
Actually,
you know who?
I just
we're underestimating Starkey here.
That's exactly who I was going to bring up. Mosey, I got him!
Especially if he, like, got a... Especially if, like, he found out they, like, crap-talked him or something.
Oh, that's Starkey. We're going to run right at him. He'd go, and then he'd just run a kid over.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right. All right. Time for Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. It's called the Donnie Football Debrief. It's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donald?
The debrief, November 12, 2025. Well, it may be a first awkward encounter between Asante Samuel Jr. and Aaron Rodgers, because Asante Samuel Sr., who you may remember played throughout the 2000s, on his podcast, Say What Needs to Be Said, he thinks that Aaron Rodgers is the issue. Quote, I think Aaron Rodgers is just too old. He doesn't want to get tackled or hit like he used to back in the day. I think he is killing their chances.
I'll give him credit. I mean, now we can actually say the podcast name is 100% accurate when he's willing to rip the quarterback of the team his son just signed with. What's it called again? Say What Needs to Be Said?
Yep.
Yeah, I would say that there's not any sugarcoating or pulling of punches going on there. So part of me likes it. And I also like it because Aaron Rodgers has an antenna up.
Oh, my God. He's already
seen Aaron Rodgers.
He's already seen it, I bet.
And Aaron Rodgers is probably going to, like, want to go at Asante Samuel Jr. in practice and, like, make him look bad because of it.
What if we find out, like, Samuel Jr. picks him off and then, like, his dad does another one? See? Told you. Aaron Rodgers has technically a real Twitter account that he hasn't posted on, I think, in about a year.
Yep.
Percentage chance he's got a burner account.
I think he's definitely the type of guy to have one.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like he couldn't resist. Like, Kevin Durant is the all-timer, and he just does it now from his real account.
Wait a minute. I don't think he has a burner account. I think he uses his account to look at what people are saying.
People are saying.
And searches himself and does that kind of thing.
Okay, but you don't think he's, like, tweeting as, like, some random name?
I do not.
He's not a Michael Brewerly.
But I think he's perusing Twitter.
By the way.
Is Brewerly still active?
I heard that
he sent one a couple weeks ago.
There was a brief return of Brewerly, but I think it's, let's see. His last one just says LOL, and it's from October 16th.
My wife had an interesting theory, and by the way, shout out to her on her birthday. She had an interesting spin on the Aaron Rodgers story that was in the New York Post.
Okay.
And her take was, Rodgers would feel a certain kind of way about players' wives being comfortable commenting on his marriage relationship status, even if they were doing so anonymously. And so my comeback to that was, well, maybe Rodgers thinks it's all made up, that, you know, he doesn't trust traditional news outlets, especially the New York Post.
Well, that's like, and the old gray lady, the New York Post.
And doesn't think that there are actually anonymous.
He just thinks the New York Post is just stirring up crap.
Yes. But if he does put some credence in it, well, then I could see him looking at that as a betrayal by his teammates.
He'd be pretty chafed.
You know, like, just because I want to keep my personal life private and not have my wife included in.
In that story, by the way, are they quoted as saying they've tried to reach out to her and haven't heard back? Like, so they've been given a cell phone number or a way to contact his wife?
I thought that was implied in the story.
Because if it's not explicitly stated, like, what's even there to say that they've... Because that would the reason I bring that up is that would imply that like there's a cell phone number, there's a person on the other end of it that is presumably his wife, and they have attempted to text her. If that hasn't happened, then I feel like the specious nature of the thing becomes much greater.
Yeah, see, they all, I mean, whoever the unidentified person was, just said, we don't even know who she is. She's like a phantom. They all just want to meet her, but it doesn't
imply
give off to me like they have contact
info.
Okay,
they're just like, never mind
then. Hey, here is a number. It's almost like Pony's phone because he doesn't save numbers.
Yeah.
Here is a number. Text it.
Speaking of Pony, we've got another message about the us versus like a current high school team like Central.
Yeah.
Dustin, a Pony Mulsey wide receiver duo may be more productive than the current Steelers wide receiver room with Starkey slinging it to him. All right, this play is called Mulsey. Mulsey, I'm going to throw it to you.
Starkey gets flagged for taunting because he completes a pass and like puts his fingers up in the air afterwards. Or he does
3-yard pass out in the flat.
Or he does that thing with his eyes to like a player after like making a play.
He's like, can you imagine we win the game in the upset of all upsets and Starkey's getting interviewed on the field? Well, you know, it's just like I say, I'm a horticulture expert. I'm a horticulture guy. He doesn't do that anymore. I think he saved the truly most insane version of himself for me.
For you, yeah. You were the one that had to deal with all that.
And then he used to hear me like occasionally still sing or do stuff like that. And he's like, look at how I've traumatized you. I've completely broken you as a human being. Kind of true.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.